start back again from Yudalad and Meralad. It's all one Indian. Abigail b'chsiv, oha yadi rocheves al hachamor, v'yoredes b'sheis rohor. This sheis rohor minahor miboyalei. She wasn't going in the hidden parts of the mountain, she was going away from the mountain. Omar Bar Shmuel al iske dam, habo min hastorim. Came to ask the shayla on dam nida, and to save her husband. Not ladam the herosalo. So she brought the mara and she showed it to him. Amar lo v'chi marin dam b'layla. We're allowed to look at maros dam at night. Amar lo v'chi donin din nefashis b'layla. You judge my husband din nefashis at night. Amar lo morid b'malchus. Lo tzorech l'medayin. Tosa says doesn't mean that a morid b'malchus doesn't need any mishpat, that the king can just kill him just like this. You need a mishpat, but you're allowed to do that mishpat at night. It doesn't have all the dinim of dinim nefashis. So she said, he's not a morid b'malchus because you're not 100% a melech yet. Shaul is still alive, and you have not, your malchus hasn't spread through the world. Omar lo, boruch tameich, ubrucha at, asher kilisoni hayom azeh, mivo b'dom. He said, boruch Hashem, that you saved me from two bloods, one shedding blood of her husband, and the other, the looking at the dam of the dam nida, dam in tarte mash. Here's two damim are implied. Rashi kilisani monato. See, you held me back from killing the damim, dam nido shvichas damim. Okay. Okay. Ella malame the groth takes over us out, but we have it, so we'll learn it. Elamalamed Shigilsa Shoka, the Holach Laora Gimel Parsos. She uncovered her thigh, and the light was so intense that he could go three parsos from the light. Now, it doesn't mean she uncovered her thigh in front of David purposely, but the Mepharshim explain what happened is when she was three parsos away from David, she uncovered her thigh for a second, and the light that emanated from it was great, and David HaMelech came to see three parsos to see where that light was. Omar lo hashmi'ili. So he said to her, agree to have relations with me. Omar lo lo siya zos l'chol afoka. Shouldn't be this, this shouldn't be to you for a stumbling block. Meaning that l'mat chorish, she was an ashesi. So some say that she was only a pilegish. So there was no isra ashesi over here. Others say that he intended to live with her after he killed her husband. I was thinking maybe David held, that since her husband was Chayiv Misa, so he was like a dead man. So if you live with the wife of a man who's Chayiv Misa, it could be you're not Chayiv Misa. Except there's a note of Yehuda that says that there's a Betherish apostle of the Torah, not like that. The Torah says, V'asher yinaf es eishes ish, asher yinaf es eishes re'ehu, right, then you get Misa. So the note of Yehuda says, what's talking about? Sounds like double. Asher yinaf es eishes ish, asher yinaf... talking about this, a man who lives with somebody else's wife, and that man, the other man, the husband of the wife that he lived with, he was mezana with somebody else's wife. So this guy was Chayiv Misa. So I think maybe the first guy's not Chayiv, because the husband of the second wife, of the first wife, is Chayiv Misa too. Kamash Malon, no, you still get Misa. But that could be different. That could be because he did the Aveira, but he didn't yet get the Gzar Din. By all Mises based in, the Halacha is the person is not considered a dead man until the Gzar Din. At the Gzar Din, somebody kills him, he's Pater. He's considered like he's dead. But before the Gzar Din, just doing the Aveira doesn't create the punishment. It's the Gzar Din that creates the punishment. So that's that case. But over here, David HaMelech didn't have to judge him 100%. He was a Morib HaMalchus. So maybe David felt that the Gzar Din was already done, and therefore he was considered like a dead man, whatever it was. What? Yeah. Yeah. No. So that's for a second. So he says, "Omer lo, lo siya zos lechalafoka, zos mechal dikachrisa." She was a navia, and she said, "This won't be a stumbling block, but there's another one similar to this. Is going to be a stumbling block." Umayni umaisa de Basheva. So she see that she already predicted the maisa Basheva. That's where we see she was a navia. And that's what happened in the end. right? When ki havash niftra minei, so, and she said, v'hoysa nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzur hachai, Rashi, shegilsa shoka v'nis'avela v'tava v'lo shoma lo ki demesayim v'ozo. Right? So because of this, he had the taiva for her, and he propositioned her, and she didn't accept. Lipoka, come on, pikra glide. This shouldn't be a stumbling block or a shouldn't bend your knees. Zos mechadika chrisi, umayniu maisa de vasheva, maskona hachi 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 pirusha. Medika omra le velosia zos lecholipoka mechlau, shehitznaba lo, shesofa likosha, but be acheres, something similar to this you're going to fall into. Umayniu basheva, umaskona hachi hachi, sof she also look like in the end, taka happen like that. Alma nevia hava, shenisgaima nevuasa. Now, the Chorah, even if her Nebuah wasn't Niskayim, it was something bad, and it could always change. But it's Kol Shekein if it happens that she's a Nebuah. Okay? He havas mitra minei, omra lei, v'heitiv Hashem ladoni, v'zochartas amosecha. The Bon Shem should do good for you, and you should remember me. Omra of Nachman, ha'izdam riin, she itza b'hadei shusa pilcha. Right? The woman, while she's walking, while she's talking, she's weaving. In other words, she's already planning for the future. Right? In other words, she saved her husband, but she said, you know, just in case in the future my husband should die or whatever, remember me. So she already had plans for the future. A goose is walking with its eyes down, but it has its eyes, it's walking, but its eyes are looking ahead to see what's coming in the future. Okay, Rashi. While she talks, she spins and weaves. While she was talking about her husband, have me in mind for the future. She's taking a rain check on me. A goose walks, but it looks far away to see what's coming up in the future. Okay, so that was Abigail. She was a Nevi'ah. Now, how about Chulda? Chulda, how do you know she was a Nevi'ah? The sea, Vayelech Chilkiyo HaKoin, Va'achikam Va'achbor, right? And they went to ask Eitzah from Chulda. So, you see, she was a Nevi'ah. What's the end of the Pasuk? It says it over here. Vayelech Chilkiyo HaKoin, Va'achikam Va'achbor, V'shofen Va'asoya, El Chulda HaNevi'ah, Eisha Shalom Ben Tikva, Ben Charchas, Shomer HaBegodim, So they went to her, and she says, she's Befelish, Chulda HaNevi'ah. So Mar said, welcome to call Yirmiyah, Heichem is Nabi'ih. How could she be Menabe in the place of Yirmiyah? It's like being paskening in the place of your Rebbe. And how was she allowed to be Menabe in the place of Yirmiyah? So Mar says, Amri Be'rab, Mishmei Darab, Chulda Krovas Yirmiyah, Ha'isav Elohavi Makbid Aleha. Even though Yirmiyah was much greater than Chulda, right, and she should have deferred and said, I can't answer you, go to Yirmiyah.
Moshe Rabbeinu already answered that question.
Why?
With Elder Maker.
Yeah, but Moshe wasn't Makbid, but maybe Yirmiyah was Makbid. You know, just like you're not allowed to paskin in the place of your Rebbe, you're not allowed to be Menabe, she could have said, right, you're coming to me, go to Yirmiyah. Right? He's bigger than what? No, she won't. I'm not going to be Namanabi in this. I'm not going to get involved. Go to Yirmiyah. That's what she should have said. Not that the Rebbe Shem gave her a Nebuah, but they came to ask her. She could have said, what's it called? I can't get involved. Go to Yirmiyah. So she was Yirmiyah's relative. Like we'll see in a while, they both came from the same stock. And Yirmiyah wasn't Makbid. The Yoshio, Gufei Hechi Shavik, Yirmiyah Meshavi Legabo. Okay, that's good. Why she could do it. How could they do it? How could they go to Chulda and not to Yirmiyah? Amri Devei Rav Shila, Neshan Noshim Rachmoni Yosem. Because they knew women have more mercy, and they wanted a good Nevuah. So they say it doesn't mean that the Nevuah changes if you're merciful or not. Nevuah would be the same. But she would daven for them that in case it was a bad decree, she daven that it should go away. Yirmiyah would tell them cut and dry and finished. She would daven for them. But Yochanan Omer Yirmiyah lo havi hasam. Yirmiyah wasn't around. So it answers both questions. Shoholach lahavzir aseres hashvatim. Went to bring back the aseres hashvatim. Menolan dahadar. How do you know the aseres hashvatim came back after they went into Galus? There was a time that they came back, and then they went into Galus again together with the 2.5 shvatim. How do you know? You see, with the two shvatim, with Binyamin and Yehuda. How do you know? Receive ki amocher el hamem kol lo yashu. Right? The Navi was saying that Yovel would be bottled. Now this was after Golus of Aseres HaShvatim. Chi efshir Yovel bottled, the Navi misnabi olav shivatol. Once the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus, in fact, once Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe went into Golus, there was no more Yovel, because all the Shvatim have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Kol Yosheveh Olehu. So there was no Yovel. And the Navi here is talking after that. And he says the Yovel is going to be bottled. Or it was bottled already. Elamalami Chiyur Miachzirim. That it was bottled. It came back when they came back. And then it was bottled again. Chiyur Miachzirim. Yoshiyahu ben Amun Molech Aleihem. And Yoshiyahu ruled over the ten Shvatim that came back there to Israel. You see? Vayomer Mahatziyun Halaz Asher Ani Roeh. Yoshiyahu went to Beis El as part of his program of eradicating Avodah Zarah. He went to the Shomron also to eradicate Avodah Zarah. He went to Beis El and he said, what is this Tzion? There was like a monument there. Vayom Reilov Anshi Ha'ir HaKever Ishu Elohim Asher Bo Miyehuda Vayikras HaDvorim Va'el Asher Asi Salam Esbeach Beis El. And this is the Kever of a Navi who predicted years ago that one day you would come and break down this Mizbeach. The Chidmat Tivo Shal Yoshio Al Mizbeach B'Beisel. What's Yoshio doing in Beisel? Well, he was the king of Yehuda, not the king of Shomron. Shomron was Malchus Yisrael. El Malamich Yoshio Malach Aleihem. And that's the real proof is from the fact that they asked him. He asked them, and they told him, Anshei Ha'ir, that what's it called, Vaisloys, that they were kofuf to him. Another pasuk that says that the Rabban Shem is going to bring back the Aseres HaShvatim, even though they went to Golus, they came back, and then they were nigla again. Rashi. V'makom Yirmiyo hechi misnabihi, hare Yirmiyo omad mishnas yud gimel Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyo was a Navi from the 13th year of Yoshiyahu. Shenemra shahaya dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu. The Olav Shavach Eitzel Chulda. They found the Sefer, right, the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, which they had hidden away, they found in the 18th year of Yoshio, so Yirmiyahu was already prophesied. And then they sent to Chulda to find out what was going on. Yecheskel said this pasuk that the Yovel is going to be bottled, and he was menabe between the Yud Aleph Shana. Yeah, where's the hay? Whatever, I think it's Yud Aleph Shana. Yeah, Yud Aleph Shana. Shebein Golus Yechonio leChorvus Yerushalayim. The 11 years between Golus Yechonio, which we learned before, they went into Golus. That's the Cheresh and the Mazgir. That was the Golus that Mordechai went. 11 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Umishnabi Shebok LaYovel Amochus Sodei Lo Yoshevo. He was Menabe that the Yovel was going to be bottled, but the Aseres HaShvatim were already in Golus, right? Efshe Yovel bottled Mishigolo Aseres HaShvatim Bimei Chizkia. Shenemer lechol yoshveha, this man should call yoshveha aleha. Yovel only applies when all the shvatim are in Eretz Yisrael. Although this man should call mitzvah, not when some of the shvatim were already golden. Nimsa mishigolu shevet Reuven, the God, the chatzi shevet Menashe, kvar bot la yovlos. Yecheskel hayi misnabi laachers man shi bottle, and he's mevatel menabi that it should be bottled. Well, it was already bottled. Ela melamit shirm yoach ziron, ba'osa shonah shenimsa sefer, then they found the sefer Torah. That what's it called that Moshe had written that they put away in the time of Amon and Menashe, because they were cutting out the Shemus of the Rabban Shem from the Sefer Torah, putting the Shemus of the Azorah in the place, so they hid the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, which was in the Azorah, and they what's it called found it hid where it was hidden, and it was rolled to the parsha of the Tochacha and Kisavo that they're going to go into Golus. So they went to ask what the simon was of this finding the sefer and where it was rolled to. The hishnas shmonesrei lili Yoshio. That was the 18th year of Yoshio. Sheshalach al divrei sefer etzel chulda lo hayasham Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu wasn't there. He was busy getting the Aseres HaShvatim back. The Chazu Limnos HaYovel, and once they came back, they started counting Yovel. They never got to a Yovel. They counted Shemitahs, but the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed before 50 years late. Vayomer Mahatzion Havaz, Bioshioksi, Bioso Bebeseel, the Sorof Atzomos HaKomrim Bebeseel, Alamizbeah Shosi Yerobam, he burnt the bones of the priests of the Mizbeach that Yerobam had built, Bravo de Zora, Mativo Beseel, Vahalo Mishal Malchi Yisrael Hoyim. Beseel belonged to Malchi Yisrael, and Yoshio was Malchi Beis David. Malchi Yehuda, Shari Shon, Hemid Yerobam, Esaegel, in Beseel, which was the Shomro. Shos Kotsir, Asei Chayel Ugdula, Kamova Asok Tsir, Kamonata. I'm going to give you greatness, the Shubish Usami, when I return them, meaning that they return. Esther, how do you know Esther was a Neviah? The Siva Iba Yomashlishi Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Digde Malchus. She said she put on royal clothing. What's Malchus? And Rashalov Shasal Ruach HaKodesh. Here is another place it seems to be that Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh are the same thing. But they say no love doctor. Ruach HaKodesh could be not Nevuah. But Love Shasal, being mislabesh for Ruach HaKodesh, that is Nevuah. Different Matrega. Right? When the Ruach is malabish you, then it comes from above. But there's a Ruach HaKodesh you can get from below. The Rambam Taka holds that Ruach HaKodesh is the lowest level of Nevuah. But others hold that Ruach HaKodesh is something you can get on your own, not that it comes from above. Omer of Nachman, Lo Yoy Yerusal Anoshi. Nachman said it's not the good... a woman to be too great. Tarti Noshi Yehirin Havyan, there were two proud women, the Sanyan Shmayu, they were given not nice names. Chavish Mozi Burta, Devora, right, which means a bee, one was called a bee. Chavish Mo Karkushta, the other one was called Chulda, which is a weasel. So they were very prominent women, but they were reminded who they were. It wasn't a good thing for them to be too proud. Ziburta ksiva vatishvach vatikra labora, right? By Ziburta, what was not nice about her being too proud, that she went and called Barak the ihi lo oz legabe. She didn't go to him, even though we find that always the Nevi'im never came to the Malachim, right? The Malachim were supposed to come to the Nevi'im. Navi is greater than the Melech, and if the Navi needs the Melech, the Navi supposed the modern Melech some good the Navi. But Barak, the Gemara says, was the husband of Devorah. So it wasn't right for her to tell her husband, you come to me. She should have gone to him. Karkushta ksiba omru le'ish imru le'ish v'lo omru imru le'melesh. Tell the man. She's talking about the king. And then she should have said, tell the king. But she was a little bit too proud. Omrav Nachman chulda mibonav shal Yoshua ha'isa. Chulda came from, was a descendant of Yoshua. Ksiv hacha ben charchas ksiv hasam betimnas cheres. Right, that Yoshua was bearing Timas Cheres, so there's a kesher between Yoshua and her. Esther Rav Eino Saba, the Rav Nachman. So Rav Eino Saba asked Rav Nachman, Shmon Nevi'im, Behem Kohanim, Yosu Mirachav Azona. Eight Nevi'im, and they were also Kohanim, came from Rachav Azona, the Elohim. These are the Nevi'im who were Kohanim. Neriah, Baruch, Saraya, Machsia, Yirmia, Chilkia, Chanamoel, Vishalom. Right? But Yehuda Omer Af Chulda Hanaviyah Mitnei Boneh Shal Rachav Azona. So we see first of all that Yirmiyah and Chulda were related because they both came from Rachav Azona, right? Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva Uksiv Hashem as Tikva Shchut Hashana. So the Chora, how could it be that Chulda was from the descendants of Yeshua when it says that Chulda was from the descendants of Rachav Azona? Omer Lei Eino Saba. So he said to him, what's it called? Eino Saba, the Amri Lo Pasyo Uchma, you black Kli. Right? He was an ugly person, and he was Mishabeachim, because he said, the Gemara said before, that ugly people are bigger Talmidei Chachamim. So call him Pasyo Uchma. Mini uminoch testayim shmaisa, Eino Chanami, we're both right. Right? The Graya Venosva Yoshua, that the Gaira of Rochav converted, and Yoshua married her. So, Chulda was a descendant of Yoshua and of Rachel because they were married. Umi havile zara Yoshua, did Yoshua have children? Bokshiv nun beno, Yoshua beno. Right? And it ends there. There's nobody after Yoshua. Boni lo havi, he didn't have boys. Banson havi, he had girls. Havile. And what's it called? And Chulda came from the girls of Yoshua and Rachel. Rashi. Women get too big, they get too proud. And therefore these two women were given not nice names to keep them in their place, that they shouldn't get carried away with themselves. They have Mirsa name, Bee and Weasel. Zibur to Dvora, Karkush to Tchulda. Ben Horeches, Afagav, Bekro, Abayla, Komasit, Miu, B'masi, Oksi, B'masi, Oksi. Even though it's talking about her husband, it's alluding to her maise. Omer le eino saba, mini u minoch, t'stayim shmaise, kolomar, al yodai, v'al yodcha, t'sporish amito shel dover. Between what we both said, we'll come to the truth. Right, she was both a descendant of Yoshua and Rachel. Hava hahavu nun beno Yoshua beno a shevet Ephraim miyachis akosav ad Yoshua and divrei yomim miyachis shevet Ephraim till Yoshua miyoshua lamata lo yichasish, and after that this stops. But Yoshua had no sons to be what's it called a miyachis, but daughters he had. He asked, how could Rachel convert and Yoshua marry her? She's from the Shivas Ha'amin. And you weren't makabel, what's it called, gerim from Shiva Sam, you had to destroy them. So the Poshet answer is that just like they were ready to make a shvua, not kill her, which is al pi ha-dibur, that they made such a shvua, once they wouldn't have to kill her, he's allowed to marry her too, he's allowed to convert her. Others say that Rachav was not from the Shiva Sam. She was from a different nation who happened to live in Eretz Israel, and therefore didn't have to destroy her, and she could, what's it called, she could convert.